trees don't want their seeds eaten, they want them dispersed. So one of the things that has evolved over time is that seeds have become much, much harder in order to resist the biting power of parrots. So every tree has got a slightly different strategy, and so a parrot foraging party coming to that tree for the first time it's in fruit is going to have to deal with those fruits in a certain time. It's got to be done in a certain manner. And young birds simply will not understand how to get into a particular fruit unless they sit and they can watch their parents carefully turning the nut in its beak, getting to the weak point and then crushing it. It may take a couple of minutes for an adult to be able to crack open a particular nut. A young bird trying for the first time may take 10 minutes or half an hour, but eventually, over time, that's how they learn to feed themselves. Fruit are often full of chemicals that are designed to discourage their being eaten. So a parrot can neutralize those poisons by taking in clay, which bind the poisons, and then give the bird the opportunity to ingest the food and get away with it. So it's a very cunning trick by the parrots to try and stay one step ahead of the tree in this battle of wits over whether or not they're going to be able to eat the seeds or not. When the fruit or the nut is in the beak, then the tongue forces it against the little notch on the top side of the beak, and then when the weak point is found, the jaws are brought together with these incredibly powerful muscles and the nut is crushed. People have done fun experiments, like put a big nut that a hyacinth macaw can crush in a few seconds and take a sledgehammer to it, and the sledgehammer simply bounces off the nut. No other bird uses its foot the way a parrot uses its foot, as a hand, and this is a remarkable phenomenon. It will pick up a nut in its foot and hold it to its beak and then use the beak to crush the nut or take pieces off it. In one species of parrot, the palm cockatoo in North Australia, there's this remarkable phenomenon where, to advertise a nesting site, birds pick a twig up and fly up to the hollow tree where the nest hole is, and holding the stick in their beak, they bang it against the tree and produce this wonderful hollow drumming sound, which advertises the existence of the pair at the site.